Well, when you say it's a wrong lawsuit, you can't say, I mean, a lawsuit.
Well, I just think that there are so many of these lawsuits, especially in the world of aviation.
We're back with Art Griego. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Art Griego. Art is a private pilot. And if you didn't see the news, a woman whose husband died in the crash of a Singapore Airlines plane last month has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the airline Tuesday in federal court. In the lawsuit...
Right there, Phil. That's what bothers me.
And what bothers you?
Well, the notion of wrongful death in aviation. Let me tell you something. Phil, I got a problem with wrongful death lawsuit because wrongful death in the world of aviation doesn't really exist. I've been a pilot for some 20 years. I fly private craft. I've had licenses for variable gear landing gear planes. There's something that I put my faith in, Phil. And I would ask you, what do you think that is?
What do I think? You put your faith in God?
Not exactly. I put my faith in a little thing called God's will. God's will is my will. And I have been in aircraft that have had engine fires. I have been...
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying that you do not believe in suing? Are you saying that this woman should not sue Singapore Air?
I'm saying that in the world of aviation, there is no such thing as wrongful death. All deaths in aviation, I believe, especially in aviation, because it is such a dangerous thing, are ordained by the will of God. I'll tell you something. I've been in planes that have had engine fires. I've been in aircraft that have had to do emergency landings. I had to jump from an aircraft that was out of control.
And you mentioned this. You had to jump from an aircraft?
You better believe it. That was in Colorado Springs, Colorado, 1987.
What was going on?
I was in a civilian training program. We were in a Piper Malibu Mirage. We were on our final approach. We were coming in to make a landing on the runway. The plane had run out of gas, and the pilot was unconscious due to a diabetic coma.
And, oh, my God.
That's right. And I timed my jump. I'll tell you, the pilot blacked out just as the plane was passing over the end of the runway, 30 feet up in the air, and I bailed out right into an open, marshy area. It was over out near a swampy area. 30 feet up, I broke my collarbone and I broke my leg, but I'll tell you something, and I thank God I lived.
And what happened to the plane?
The Piper hit the runway, it started to cartwheel and burst into flames, and God rest his soul, the pilot died.
Who else?
We were the only two on the plane.
You guys were the only two on the plane?
Yeah, I didn't...
Well, why didn't you take the yoke? If this pilot was unconscious...
I made a judgment call, Phil.
No, you got a pilot who's unconscious... And you're about to crash?
Well, I made a judgment call.
What do you mean?
I was not licensed for fixed gear. I was not licensed for that plane, so I made a judgment call. I decided I'd have to jump and hope that he came out of his...
Well, what are the odds that a guy is going to come out of a diabetic coma 30 feet off of the runway?
I don't know, Phil. But when you're in a situation like that, you make a judgment call. And what I'm saying to you is, there's nothing I could have done. That guy's number was up. It was over. It was all over. And the only thing left for me to do was to grab a hold, and excuse my language, but grab a hold of my ass and jump. And I will tell you that story to illustrate it. But
well, what you're saying to me is that in the aviation, and thank God you're alive, who was this poor guy?
Well, I was a great guy by the name of Ned Compton. He was a pilot that I flew a lot with, and Ned... blacked out, and I looked at him, and I saw the approaching runway.
And you didn't grab the yoke of the plane to try to pull it out?
I was not licensed for that type of aircraft. I was only licensed for fixed gear, and I hadn't checked out of that plane.
So you jumped?
Well, I don't understand. It sounds like you're trying to indict me for something.
No, I'm just saying, you jumped out of a perfectly good air. You jumped 30 feet.
I wasn't licensed. And you... If you fly, which you don't, is that correct?
No, I'm not a pilot, no.
All right, if you don't fly, let me tell you something, mister. You fly without a proper license, and you're in some very, very, very serious trouble with the FAA. They don't like it. Okay, I wasn't about to grab the yoke of that plane, and I wasn't about to jeopardize my rating.
So you took your chances by jumping out of the plane, and this poor guy is going
to
die.
As I said, Phil, and I tell that story to, when your time is up, your time is up. You can't go blaming Planet Air and suing. And if that woman who is suing Singapore Air, if that lady's husband was alive today, okay, I believe that he would say to her, honey, don't sue. I want to be remembered as a man. And not as a guy that was just suing an airline. Because, Phil, I would tell you...
Look, the woman is suing.
No, but I would tell you this, Phil. If you have a relative who's going to go flying on a long trip today or tomorrow, I would say to that person, give them an extra long hug, because there's a good chance that they will not come back alive, that you may not see them again.
I know that flying is dangerous, but you make it sound like...
It is dangerous. And when your number's up, your number's up. And no wrongful death lawsuit is going to get you any money and make it any different. You know, the next time you see your relative, they may be in a makeshift mortuary in a high school gymnasium because they've pulled them out of a cornfield. Okay? Because the hydraulics went out, or because the lifters went wrong, or because there was pilot error, or because it was hijacked. And the next thing you know, they are pulling your relative out of a cornfield, putting him on a gurney, and putting him in a...
Okay, I got it already.
I'm sorry?
I got it.
Well, you understand?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I don't think you have to spell it out for me.
But Phil, what I'm saying is every commercial airline passenger is just one step away. Just one spilt cup of coffee, just one take your eyes off of the automatic pilot, just one moment away from being pulled out of a corn row and put in...
I know, a makeshift mortuary in a high school gymnasium. I got that.
Yeah, but I don't think you understand it.
Well, here's what I don't understand. You're saying that if you fly, there's no such thing as wrongful death.
No, there is not.
Because it's the will of God.
It is the will of God, yes.
All right, I could tell you that about everything. I could say that when I step out the door, it's the will of God.
No, it is not. Here's the difference. Here's the difference. In life, when you're on the ground... You're walking around, you have control of your life. Up in the air, you don't. It's the will of God as to whether that thing flies or not. It has nothing more to do than whether God got out of bed on the right side that morning, and whether he wants you to live, or, and forgive me for being redundant, he wants to have your body pulled from a corn grove.
And put into a makeshift mortuary in a high school gymnasium.
That is correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Art on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Art.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
I kind of
disagree.
You're
on with Art Griego?
Huh?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of feel that that pilot in Singapore was on a wrong runway, and that's not an act of God. That's
well, no, but I'm saying that's just the way his number was up. See what I'm saying? How can you sue for wrongful death when you're in an aircraft... And your number's up. Your number's up.
Oh, I don't follow that. You lose a motor, an engine falls
right,
out of a plane.
That's how could you? Keep
it wasn't
that
put
from
in
happening?
Properly when it was overhauled.
Well, first of all, the pilot on that Singapore aircraft was an Asian.
Doesn't matter.
I guess it does matter because, as you know, their eyes are constructed differently from ours. They have a much harder time seeing when it is raining.
Yeah.
All right, and that's all I'm saying. So, in other words. You can't blame the pilot because his eyes are constructed differently.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? Because he has the typical Asian eyes?
That they are much more heavily lidded, and it's difficult for them to see on a rainy night.
Well, it may not have been him. It may have been someone in the air control tower that put him on that runway, too.
Well, what was the word was the pilot went out there. He was warned not to go out there.
Well, there you go. And he probably thought he was on the right runway, but because he had the thick Asian eyes, he couldn't see... Because it was raining so hard.
And the control tower couldn't have spotted them on the wrong runway.
Those are all Asians, too. See what I'm saying? So you have to understand that. You got to be a pilot, and you have to understand, and I appreciate the people calling your show tonight, Phil. But I have flown for 20 years, so I know what I'm talking about.
You're telling me that a bunch of Asians in the control tower and an Asian pilot on the ground with the
With the slant eyes, yeah.
All right, I don't want to use that term. They don't see as much as we do.
No, because our eyes are more open. If you look at a regular, your eyes are more open, but an Asian guy is, it's like he's squinting or something. I don't know what the hell's wrong.
All right, hold on for a minute. Is he serious? 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Art Griego, private pilot, about the wrongful death lawsuit filed against Singapore Air by a woman whose husband died in that crash. He is maintaining there is no such thing as wrongful death in aviation. It is all God's will, and when your number's up, your number is up. Now, that last caller pointed out that they weren't even in the air. They hit debris on a runway, the Singapore Airjet did. He said because he's an Asian pilot, his eyes aren't as wide open as regular Caucasian eyes are. As well as the guys in the control tower. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with private pilot Art Griego about the woman who is suing Singapore Air. You remember the Singapore Airlines jet that crashed on the runway? Was it last month? And the crash, when was that? Last month, yeah. And the a lot of people died, obviously, in the crash. This lady's husband was among them. She is suing, filing a wrongful death lawsuit against the airline. She filed it in federal court. She lives in Mesa, Arizona. Art is telling us, you don't believe in wrongful death.
No, I don't. I think that when your time is up...
Is that the reason why you wouldn't take the yoke of that plane? That you were talking about an incident in 87 where you jumped from the plane rather than try and help land it?
Well, that's part of it, Phil. I think any real pilot would tell you, you know, when your number's up, your number's up. You get out of bed every morning, you spit into your hands, maybe run a little bit through your hair, and you just look out there and you know that God's really the only thing that's going to help you. God runs your life that day. And I remember saying as I prepared to jump from that plane, I looked back at Ned and I said, God bless you, but there's absolutely nothing I can do for you now. And besides, I am not licensed for this kind of craft. And I leapt. And let me tell you something, Phil. I jumped 30 feet from that aircraft while it was going probably about 50 miles an hour and broke my leg and my collarbone. So I can tell you that was rough going.
Yeah, but that guy died.
But his number was up, you see. Mine wasn't. And so...
Well, so yours was more painful?
Well, yeah. Because his number was up. All he had to do was die.
Well, all right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is John on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, John.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
What is wrong? This man is a pilot? A licensed pilot?
Yes, sir.
He wouldn't take over controls of an airplane?
I was not licensed for that aircraft, sir. Well, my license is...
So there's a wrong aircraft. I didn't have a license when I had to land an airplane. I had to fly it across the country.
Well, that's
because
true.
The pilot passed out.
Well,
I grabbed the controls because I saw him laying against the wheel, and I was sitting in the first seat.
Right, but
in a passenger
section. I had some conjunctivitis.
And all of a sudden, I didn't have a license, but I knew how to fly an airplane. I'm not supposed to do that?
No, you were not supposed to do that.
Well, tough. What about all the people who are on that airplane?
Sir, you are breaking federal law.
Well, tough.
You are breaking federal law.
Well, I don't give a damn.
And wait a second. Are you saying you took over? That sounds like something out of a movie. You didn't really do that, did you?
Yes, I did.
Was it a commercial aircraft?
You're damn right.
Oh, bull crap.
No, come on. Wait a second. If the guy says he did it, he did it. You said you jumped 30 feet from a plane.
You think I'm going to go jump out of an airplane and
there's
45 people aboard that airplane and I'm going to leave them go flying around with nobody in the controls?
I'll tell you what I think. I think you saw a movie of the week and you decided to just make this up in your head.
I was there. For you, baby.
I was there.
I was a kid. And
I was there.
I can still fly.
What do you mean you had conjunctivitis, Art?
I had conjunctivitis. I couldn't see the runway. So what am I supposed to do? Take a hold of the yoke and then crash it and kill both of us? That's right.
Got a license, pilot license?
Yes, sir. I have a pilot
license. How in the hell do you get a pilot license if you've got that much problems?
Well, you didn't have a license.
I don't need one if I know how to fly.
Let me ask you a question. What do you vector out of?
Say again?
What is your vector?
My vector?
Yes, sir. Yeah, vector 5, or is it a double tree?
I don't even know what you're talking
about. Well, what do you fly? Do you fly over-under?
I haven't flown for years now.
Have you flown downtown?
But I was flying B-24s.
Oh, you're flying B-24s. Was that
where? In the military.
In the Second World War, are they...
Yes.
Do you fly downtown?
I flew all over the place.
Have you ever flown downtown, though?
What's downtown?
Downtown. Have you ever vectored out of downtown or?
What downtown? Let me ask you this: Have you ever taken? What city you want to talk about?
Well, let's say Phoenix. Have you ever flown through downtown Phoenix?
No, I haven't been to Phoenix.
All right, you've never flown through downtown Phoenix?
Nope.
All right, well then I have a hard time believing your story.
And then what difference does it make whether he flew downtown Phoenix?
Have you ever seen a Robert Wagner film?
Nope.
There's a lot of those movies where he takes over the controls of a plane, and that's why I think maybe you saw a Robert Wagner movie.
I got news
okay.
for you.
All right. He says
he's
a pilot.
I'd like to get on an airplane and fly with you just to see what the heck you are.
You pass out on me, I'm jumping. You know I'm going to do you know
yeah,
I'm
you jump any time, don't matter who's aboard the airplane.
No,
how
sir,
many people?
What I'm saying, I respect federal law. The FAA says that I may not
I don't
not
give
operate.
A damn about the FAA. When there's an emergency and there's people aboard an airplane and somebody knows how to fly, somebody better grab the control.
And okay, I believe in law, just the same as Mr. Bush does.
Big deal.
I believe in the rule of law.
Okay,
and when the FAA
you
says
jump
that
out and let everybody else die. Who cares?
It was his number was up. It was his time.
How do you know?
Because obviously he's not here now, is he?
Oh, you're here because you're a hero. You jumped.
I made a judgment call.
You're a goddamn coward.
How do you feel? Yeah, did you hear that?
What'd you call me?
I said you're a coward.
Mister, those are fighting words.
Well, come and try me then, baby.
Okay, where are you? Where are you at? Come on.
Kingman, Arizona. Come and see me.
Kingman, Arizona. All right, I can vector out of Santa Monica.
Oh, will you shut up? Vector out of Santa Monica.
So phony, I can't believe you.
You called me a coward? What's
damn
your address?
Right.
What's your address in Kingman?
Don't give him your address, sir.
I haven't got an address. I live out in the boonies. I retired. I don't fly anymore.
What do you mean you don't have an address? What, do you live in a tree?
Sure. Why not?
You called me a coward. Mister, I believe in the rule of law.
We got it, okay? The man is asking a good question. Why?
You're going to let him call me a coward?
Well, he did, and I wouldn't take it too personally. The fact is, you jumped out of an aircraft with a man unconscious, and
do you have a phone in your tree?
Sure.
Yeah,
that's why
I'm
here.
Yeah, that's what you're calling on. For what branch are you on? I bet you...
Can you believe that?
I bet you live in the ugly tree, man. You hit every branch on the way down, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Have you got a phone in your tree? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Maria. Hi, Maria. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, ma'am.
I wanted to say that I do believe that there are some legit cases of wrongful death. If an airline hires a pilot that's mentally incompetent, he takes that plane full of people on a suicide mission because he wants to kill himself. I think
well,
there
that isn't
you
the
have
case
wrongful
here.
Death.
Well, that wasn't the case in Singapore.
Well, but he's saying there are no cases of wrongful death.
Well,
I just want to make two comments.
Aviation,
and one about this
okay.
man that
aviation.
Decided not to save this gentleman's life.
I jumped from the plane,
because
yes.
he wanted to lose, because he was afraid of losing his license.
Yes, ma'am.
And God wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. Mister, you know nothing about God, but when
you're making that decision, I have been flying
you're
for 20 years, lady. I'm a lot closer to God than you are.
You are a coward, honey. You're not a real man, and you're a coward, and God help you.
Hey, you know what? God said to me, jump. What do you think of that?
Oh,
yeah.
You need to get this lunatic off your show.
God told me to jump because the guy was unconscious and his number was up. And I'll tell you something else, sweetheart. The next time you go flying somewhere.
He's making a fool of himself.
No, the next time you go flying somewhere and the plane crashes, don't call me.
Have a great night.
Don't cry to me when you die.
All right, ma'am, thank you. What's that mean, don't cry to you when she dies?
Because the next plane flight she takes, and there's a very good chance every time you fly in an airplane, it's going to go nose first into a mountain. And when she sees herself winging her way to heaven or wherever direction she's going, don't come crying to me. Don't come haunting my house.
All right, Art, you're saying a lot of things here that are disturbing people, okay?
Like what?
Like the fact that you jumped out of an airplane when you could have saved a man's life.
I had conjunctivitis.
So you couldn't see it?
No, my eye was inflamed. I wasn't rated for the aircraft. The door was open. I'd already got the door open. By the time I reached over to try to correct that plane, we would have been on the ground. Two of us would have been dead. Better than I saved me. He was already unconscious. He was a diabetic. The guy was 40 pounds overweight. He should have died years ago. They'd already had to amputate one of his feet. I figure I did him a favor. Jesus.
All right. Oh, man. All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Back with Art Griego in a moment. The Phil Hendry Show. Art Griego is a pilot. You're a private pilot, Art? Is that what you are?
Yeah, I'm a private pilot.
But yet you fly some businessmen on short jobs, short jaunts?
Yeah, I fly from Santa Monica to Santa Barbara.
Are you licensed to do that?
Well, all right, I don't have a commercial license, but I do it for friends and...
Do you take payment for that?
You know something, Phil, this isn't about me.
No, I'm just wondering, you're not a commercial pilot.
No, I do not have a transport license.
Aren't you violating the law?
You know something, here's the deal.
Aren't you violating the law?
If I had landed that plane, okay, you're asking me about that plane.
You're violating the law by transporting...
If I had landed that plane with conjunctivitis, a medical condition, and the FAA found out, I would have been fined up to $1,000 or up to 60 days in jail. So keep your eye on that.
And what is this stuff about the Singapore Air's jet crashed because Asian pilots have more slanted eyes and they don't see as much?
Well, I mean, that's my opinion, and I think it's common knowledge among a lot of pilots. Asian pilots are good pilots, but they just, because of the, it stands to reason, they have more, their eyes are more slanted, so they don't see out. The lid isn't open as much, and they're not seeing out.
Oh, so World War II, when they flew over Pearl Harbor and turned that into a junkyard, what do you call that?
Let me ask you a question.
What do you call World War II when they flew over Pearl Harbor and turned the whole thing into a junkyard? What do you call that?
How come they can't drive?
Well, I don't know how they...
They can't drive for the same reason, okay?
And it... Well, how is it that Japanese pilots who have slanted eyes saw real good when they were bombing Pearl Harbor?
How come Japanese drivers are always running into cars and stuff? I say that...
Well, what's the answer to my question? I'll answer your question.
Okay. I think it's because the Japanese pilots in World War II had a damn good plane. They have the Japanese Zero. You know what? Your kid could fly that plane. A monkey could fly that plane. A monkey could get behind the controls of a Jap Zero and drop all kinds of ordnance on Pearl Harbor, and there wouldn't be a soul left standing, and then you put the ape back in a cage. That's how easy that plane is to fly. Now answer my question.
Why, the Japanese can't drive?
Yeah.
Because they're new to the rules of the road of America.
Oh, what a load. Because they're new to...
And also, Japan, they happen to drive on the left-hand side of the street in Japan.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. I've been to Japan. They drive on the left-hand side of the street the same way they do. I can't believe I'm having this discussion with you. It's unbelievable.
They don't. They drive on the right-hand side.
No, they don't.
You told me they did.
China, they do. Over in Japan, they drive on the left. Here is... let's talk to Kim. Hi, Kim. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. All right, Kim's gone. Here is Ventura, Bobby and Ventura on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, I'll tell you what, that question you asked about that Singapore Airlines jet, you bet they're liable. You don't turn a 747 full of people down a closed runway.
No, they're not liable for anything.
Yeah, they are. You don't drive a 747 into a concrete...
That happened to be an act of God. And their time was up. There's no wrongful death in aviation, Bobby. I'm a pilot, and I happen to know.
By the way, you ain't no freaking pilot.
I'm a pilot. I happen to know.
You don't jump out of an airplane going 50 miles an hour.
What do you know about it?
That airplane won't fly 50 miles an hour.
What do you know about it?
It would have stalled and fallen on the runway before you could have got out of it.
It was landing.
It was landing.
Yes, sir. If you're going to land an aircraft on a runway, you have to slow it down.
And how did... Yeah, but
okay.
You just fly it.
You don't
miles
land
an hour.
Aircraft
at 300 miles... That aircraft's about 70 knots.
You don't land an aircraft at 300 miles an hour.
No, you landed at 70 knots.
Okay, the guy was unconscious. What do you want me to do about it? I wasn't flying it, he was.
A hero.
That's why I jumped out.
But let's
but
get
you,
back
Bobby, you know what you would have done? You would have taken the controls of the plane, and it still would have crashed.
You
not
didn't
me,
jump
friend.
Out of an airplane.
Yes, I did.
Well, let's just
are
talk
you a pilot?
About the Singapore
are you,
Airlines.
Are you a pilot?
That's what Phil
all right, hold
to
on
talk
for a minute.
About.
All right, yeah, see you later. St. Louis, this is Stephen. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, first of all, I can't believe that anybody would think that if there was passengers or even himself on a plane, something happens to the pilot that he couldn't reach over, grab the stick, and land the plane.
Look, this isn't a movie, and this is real life.
He says he can't
this
do it.
This is real life.
His wife wouldn't allow it. Federal regulation.
That's right, federal regulation.
I tell you what, they're not going to take you to jail.
You know what?
For saving lives and landing a plane, they're not going to give you a fine.
We have a guy
take your life
who is running for president of the United States.
It happens all the time.
Who wants to be
an all-time where
president?
People are taken over because a pilot.
You know, this is
impossible.
Nobody is listening to anybody.
Shot,
this is impossible. Nobody's listening to anybody. I'm not. You know, I'm not going to go on with this hour. It's done. It's over. I'm through. Nobody is listening to anybody, and I'm getting a freaking headache listening to this crap. Okay, so good luck, Art, and. You know, happy trails, man. I just hope I'm not on any plane that you're flying. But then again, you're not licensed, are you? He wouldn't be licensed for that. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Henry Show. So I got an argument now with Melissa. She says I don't have enough patience with the callers. Well, maybe I don't. I don't have any patience with Art Griego either. Imagine him running his fat mouth. Won't shut up and listen to me. Well, I don't. There's just some days I can't listen to this cacophony of this, this calamitous noise-making. Caller over guest and guest over caller. And then Art Griego today, what an ass that guy is. Where was he born? Who raised him? I'm a private pilot and I jumped out of a plane. I think he was raised by wolves in a barn. Yeah, I think he was raised by coyotes up in the hills behind my house. All right, now what's going on now, man? I got Bush and Cheney. Well, anyway, that was Art Griego. And the Singapore Air... The story is that the woman whose husband died in the crash of the Singapore Airlines plane last month has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the airline. According to the lawyer for this lady, the crash was foreseeable and avoidable. The pilot made a wrong turn on the wrong runway and ignored all directives. You know, it doesn't matter. People are suing anyway, right? They'll sue for anything, especially when it comes to an airline. There was a lawsuit filed against Eastern Airlines and was coming into my an emergency descent of a few thousand feet, and a couple of the passengers sued the airline because they got scared. They got scared. So they sued because they were, you know, scared. And, you know, they couch it in the terminology, well, we had our, you know, our underwear was in a bunch, and according to the law, your undies can't be crammed up your crack too far, and therefore, and they spilled their wine, you know, and it got all over her beautiful new Halston original. I don't know what the hell it was. Spilled coffee on their lap. But they sued, and I think it was some kind of an out-of-court deal, out-of-court settlement. You know, what they call courthouse steps lawyering, before you get into the room. And given that, hell, I could sue for millions, because I've spilled plenty of drinks. Not that it was any fault of the pilots. But I see what these guys are saying. This guy just went down the wrong freaking runway. What are you going to sue for something like that? You know, and get out of here with that. Their eyes are so slanted, they can't see as well as we can. Pilot error may have been responsible for the October 31st crash at Chiang Kai-shek International Airport. The crew of the Boeing 747 was headed to Los Angeles, attempted to take off as a storm hammered the Taiwanese coast. Investigators believe the plane went down a closed runway and struck a concrete barrier and a crane, which ripped the fuselage and caused the aircraft to explode. This attorney and the lady he represents allege the airline didn't properly train its pilots for departing under severe weather and showed a disregard for lives and human safety. She seeks general and punitive damages as well as economic and property losses. Makes it sound like those pilots just for kicks would go down the wrong runway, like they don't care about their own freaking lives, you know? Her husband was returning to Los Angeles from Taipei when the crash occurred. One of the survivors, John Diaz of Santa Monica, previously filed a lawsuit in federal court blaming the aircraft's pilot for the accident. Well, there you go.
oops. Why can't we just chalk it up to a little oopsie?
Wrong runway, folks. You know.
Whoops. So anyway.
But I can't, you know, I lose my patience with a lot of callers. I got to be honest with you. It's one of the reasons why we're so difficult. This is such a difficult program to get on. I can't take it. I just can't stand it. I have a duty to my listeners to put the best possible callers on the air. And when it doesn't happen, it drives me out of my mind. Now, I got a great screener and I have a great producer. And, you know, Mike does a better job than anybody in the business. He's the best in the business. But even that isn't good enough for me. I want something more than the best in the business. I want new standards and records broken every day. When we get these crap can callers, it just drives me out of my mind. But that's, you know, the perfectionist kind of a guy that I am. What difference does it make? I'll die of a heart attack before Cheney does. When did Republicans first start growing beards, by the way? I've been looking at more bearded Republicans over the last week. This guy, Ed Rollins, look at the ears on that guy. When did they all of a sudden start getting all that? Did they start wearing earrings and stuff? This is a lot of freaks started becoming Republicans. Beards used to be for liberals. Now all of a sudden these guys are growing beards. And my libertarian friend here, he wears two earrings. What's up with that? Ed Rollins, U.S. Supreme Court to hear Bush recount challenge on Friday. So in other words, you guys are going to the highest court in the land to find a redress of a grievance? Are you actually trying to find a solution to the problem in a courtroom? You got nipple rings, too, according to Mike Schaefer, and I don't want to even ask him how he knows that, but apparently we got a libertarian here with nipple rings and earrings. Used to be a Republican. So look at that, man. The Republicans are going to go to the Supreme Court. They're trying to find some solution to this problem in a courtroom with a bunch of lawyers, the very thing that you guys accuse Democrats of doing too much. Oh, I see. When you cats do it, it's all right. Is that it? You know, the whole game is this, and there was a guy by the name of Joseph Goebbels. He was the propaganda minister for Hitler, and he said something that is so true. It has just, it's always been true, always was true, and always will be true. If you tell a big enough lie often enough, it becomes the truth. That was what Hitler based his entire propaganda machine on, his little midget club-footed ministry of minister of propaganda. He knew that, and that's what he would say. If you tell a big enough lie often enough, people believe it. And if you keep pitching this bullcrap about how conservatives and Republicans are all about law and small government, you know, enough of these small-minded clowns are going to start buying it. Enough of these rank-and-file people, and I'm not trying to put people down, but, you know, this is a soundbite culture that we live in, the Jerry Springer thang, whatever the hell you want to call it, and people just want to grab snippets of information and little bits and pieces of truth. It's kind of like the alphabets of truth. It's like the Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs of truth. Just a little spoonful here and a spoonful there, man. I don't want to have to actually sit down and figure this out. So they start laying this stuff out like, we believe in small government and we don't go to the courts to find solutions to our problem. And just enough BS so people start to buy it. And, oh, yeah, we're responsible for this good economy, not Clinton. And, you know, if it wasn't for Perot, Bob Dole would be president. If it wasn't for Perot, George Bush would be president. But, oh, conversely, everybody really wanted Bush. They really hated Gore. That's why they voted for Nader. Well, the fact of the matter is, people wanted anybody other than Bush. They wanted Gore, they wanted Nader, they wanted Buchanan, they sure as hell, Bush, forget it. But even with all of that having been said, hey, let the guy be president. These guys, man, it's the same thing, you know, they just, they come up with their little line of bullcrap, and whatever, you know, whatever the moment requires, they'll tailor something to fit it. Makes me want to cry. Well, let's hope this thing is over with before the Super Bowl, because you know what that means? They're going to be interrupting the Super Bowl with these cut-ins, and Survivor 2 won't hit the air on time. And that's the real important news. And I'm so hooked, I went on a couple of websites that some of those survivors have got. I actually did it today. I went on that Rudy Clown's website, and that's Susan. I wanted to know if she had anything more to say about Kelly. And I actually went on their websites, and I logged on, and I bought some of their merchandise. And I'm a total stone freak. And if only I could be down there. One of the kids, they're at school. One of their friends, their dad is some cameraman or some crap on that show. So the kid's been taken out of school, and he's down in Australia while they're filming this thing. Check that out. How come we can't go on location Australia? Why can't we do the show from down there? I know it doesn't sound like we're doing it from Australia. It just sounds like we're in a room, any room. But we can pretend like we're there. Why don't we just pretend like we're in Australia? We got any kangaroo sound effects or something? How about if you guys just stay here and I'll go to Australia? Anyway, the kid is out of school. And guess what? He's down there with his dad and he's doing his thing.
I'm just connected to New York, and I'm just, as a Christian, I'm appalled by such attitude. Jesus was Jewish. She forgot about that.
That's what I told my next-door neighbor, and she still wouldn't put up the right colored light.
Hey, you know what? Guess what? Jesus is more interested. Your attitude about Christians is more stinky and more than any color of light. You
what
know?
Are you talking about?
Yeah, because God, hey, listen. God came to all people, you mm-hmm. know, and mm-hmm. you know, you should read the book, What Would mm-hmm. Jesus Do?
Do you know,
in his depth,
we built a manger with a satellite dish?
Well, you know what? Jesus is not in the manger anymore. He's
okay.
in heaven.
But
so
we put up
an really
angel.
You're really worrying about things that are just so silly. You know what?
Hey, you got it. Check this out. We put up an angel that flies from the roof to the manger, and there's sparks flying from the wings and cool pyrotechnics.
Yeah, and I
like
think
that.
You need to go to some psychiatric ward.
Oh.
You know, we're
supposed to go to a
that has nothing to do with Christian. You know, that is more. You're being more of a.
Excuse me, but we have What Would Jesus Do bumper stickers on our cars.
Well, I bet you
have
Honky Jesus,
Jesus
Fish too.
Do you have a Jesus fish?
It doesn't
we
matter.
Do.
I have Jesus in my heart, and my attitude is. You know,
I'm
really appalled by you.
Look at man. Who cares about the ass end of the angel having sparks flying off of it?
You know, you're not very Christian.
Oh, that has
you know something.
You know what?
You really are so unchristian. You're really unchristian. Are you born again?
I'm very born again.
I don't think so.
I have Jesus in my heart for 39 years.
I don't think so because you laugh.
Oh, you're of the devil.
Oh, really, am I?
Any person that's
you know,
more worried about Christmas or and not worried about
Jesus
the Savior himself.
That's the birth of the Savior.
You're not, no, you're mm-hmm. worshiping. It's idolatry. It's
and then the
idolatry.
Angel comes down from the rooftop and the sparks come off.
Yeah, we got that about the sparking angel, man.
Do you know that Christ is the first five letters of Christmas?
Yes,
and
I
guess
do.
What
I
else?
Celebrate it.
And guess
I
what
don't,
else?
I don't have my house gaudy uh-huh. or anything. I have.
Mm-hmm,
I worship
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, you
and
know
guess what else?
Oh,
I'm born again twice.
You need to have the asthma thing now because
uh-huh.
you don't get everything your way.
No, yes, I happen to have a hard time.
I'm sorry you have a hard time breathing,
yes,
but your attitude towards your Jewish friends, there's no way they're ever going to become a Christian.
I will tell you
attitude.
This much. I'll tell you this much. I'm born again twice, and that's two times
oh,
more
yeah,
than you.
Oh, yeah, because Jesus wasn't sufficient the first time to save you? What a shame.
Don't
Jesus
make fun of me. Jesus
I'm not making
fun
of my
breathing.
You. I mean, Jesus Christ, when you accept Christ in your heart, he doesn't jump out of your heart and get born again twice. It's sufficient. You know, all... Oh, you...
Good Lord. Where's her mist?
Jesus wouldn't laugh at me because
I'm not laughing
time.
At
yes,
laughing
you.
I'm laughing at the situation. You're so judgmental towards your neighbor that you're giving a bad name for Christianity. But I'm not going to continue this conversation because I don't have to answer a fool according to his folly, as my Bible says. So, good night, lady. And you keep up the good work. Bye. Hello?
Steve?
Hello?
Yeah, Phil.
Steve?
This is Kathy.
Yeah, Phil.
From New York.
Yeah, Kathy, I just want to find out, is Bobby going to be back?
No, she passed out.